On the phone with us from Washington, D.C. is Congressman Mike Johnson from the 4th Congressional District in Louisiana. Congressman, you're kind of busy, I understand.
Well, I'm actually talking to you in the midst of a vote series. I'm right off the House floor, and you may hear a little chaos in the background. I apologize for it, but that's the way it goes on the Hill.
And we certainly know you've got lots of chaos going on there. You handle it so well. I know you're short of time. Let's jump right in. The horror of the day, if I can call it that, was when Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer took to the sidewalk in front of the Supreme Court and with a bullhorn actually threatened Supreme Court Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh if they did not rule on the Louisiana law being considered by the Supreme Court regarding abortion at the same time. What's your take on that?
You know, nothing should shock us anymore, especially when it pertains to Senator Chuck Schumer. I mean, he's into this, you know, he just makes outrageous statements. And we saw that during the impeachment saga of the last few months. I was involved in that on the defense side. I was inside the courtroom in the oral arguments yesterday at the Supreme Court. Of course, our Louisiana abortion regulations case that I actually tried in the district court before many years ago before it got to the Supreme Court. But while we were in the middle of all that, Schumer's outside saying these outrageous things. And not only does it just escalate the vitriol in Washington, it actually is a dangerous thing. And that's why the Chief Justice made that unprecedented statement to say that. He had to call it out for what it is. And I know you've noted this already in your podcast, but Chuck Schumer also violated the black letter of federal law. 18 U.S. Code Section 115 makes it a crime to intimidate or interfere with a judge, certainly a federal judge, in the performance of their official duties. And if you look at the criminal code and the federal criminal code, that's punishable by a fine or imprisonment as much as 10 years. So this is really, really serious stuff.
I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, it's worrying Americans one thing really, really badly, and that is that we live in a two-tiered system. We both agree that what Senator Schumer did was a felony offense, but we also know nothing's going to happen to Schumer for his doing that. He had a chance to apologize for it on Thursday. He was excoriated on the Senate floor by Majority Leader McConnell, and Schumer could have just gotten up and said, "I did wrong. I'm sorry. I should have never done that." What he did, the only thing he did, no apology, he said this, "I used some of the wrong words."
He did, and I think that was an important missed opportunity. We have to dial this back a little bit. And at the end of the day, Dan, and you and I have talked about this before, one of my greatest concerns as a kind of a novice historian and a constitutional law attorney, and I really believe in these fundamental ideas and precepts about the maintenance of a republic. We have a constitutional republic. It's still an experiment on the world stage. One of the things that is presupposed if you're going to maintain a republic, is that you have to have the people's faith in the institutions themselves. If we're going to have self-governance of, by, and for the people, as Lincoln said, then the people have to trust in that principle of the rule of law, that there really truly is equal justice under law. And there can't be two standards. You can't have, you know, high and mighty elected officials in Washington operating under a different set of rules as everyone else. And that, at the end of the day, is the greatest threat, aside from the immediate threat and the danger of, you know, effectively putting a price on the heads of Supreme Court justices, which is how some people interpret those crazy statements. In the long run, we are eroding the faith in the rule of law, and that is of great concern.
Congressman Mike Johnson from Louisiana, the 4th District, with us today. Congressman, far too many Americans have watched in the last 3 years. As folks in government, the bureaucrats primarily, have bent the law with no accountability in a bunch of ways. The Obama DOJ holdovers, the FBI, they've all been exposed for abuse in using FISA warrants for illegal surveillance of Americans. Remember the Carter Page thing started it all. The FISA law is up for renewal. Where do you stand on that, the FISA law?
Well, there's a lot of thoughtful discussion and debate going on here. I'm a strict constructionist constitutional conservative, and I believe in the maintenance of personal freedom and liberty and privacy. And part of the maintaining the rule of law and all of those core principles of what makes us Americans is that you have to ensure that when we have this zealous effort to guard the security and the safety of the American people, you can't run roughshod over their liberty either. And the problem with the FISA system, the way it's currently constituted and applied, is that they have used this instead of just surveilling foreign persons who might be suspected of being involved in terrorist plots, they have used too broad of a brush, and they have swept in to those inquiries or those investigations that are being done in secret a lot of American citizens who are otherwise innocent. And so we have to protect personal privacy and secure the safety of the American people. And those are not mutually exclusive pursuits. We can do both, but it takes a very thoughtful, deliberative approach to the policy and to the law.
That's really disconcerting. You know, when we were little, we had three ways to get information on television. We had ABC, CBS, and NBC. We had our local newspaper, and occasionally had a radio station that did news, but that was about it. We have 24/7 instant everything now. We have the internet. We have satellite radio. We have news online. We have social media. And people just don't really know why it seems like every time we turn around, people in government, especially in the intelligence communities, are just ignoring the laws, ignoring the regulations, and just doing exactly what they want, when they want, with no accountability. This is a nation of laws, and it concerns us all. I know it concerns you. It concerns us all that not everybody's acting like we live in a nation that is under the rule of law. The United States is not a nation of men. It's a nation of laws. It's causing unnecessary distrust in our government.
Well, it is, and I know that's the perception out there, and that perception is probably well-earned because there have been some really bad apples involved in an overall noble system. I mean, you know, you talk about the abuses you've seen even like the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigations, for crying out loud, over the last few years. You had really bad, even corrupt, a couple of leaders, handful of leaders at the top, and it tainted all of the patriotic civil servants who are serving kind of as rank and file officers out in the field doing just noble, brave work. And so we have a tendency to paint with a broad brush, and we have to be very careful. You know, the FISA issue is a great example. It's an important program. And if you talk to the people inside the intelligence community, those who are thoughtful and honest and true and believe like you and I do, Dan, in the maintenance of our fundamental inalienable rights, including the right to privacy, they'll tell you that this is still a necessary tool. It needs to be reformed dramatically to put these precautions in place. But they do need this because they have foiled a lot of terrorist plots, frankly, that might have hit us after 9/11 by using this statute and this paradigm. So we've got to reform it. We don't want to just get rid of it entirely, but the devil's going to be in the details on that, and that's why we have to have thoughtful debate here on the Hill.
Wow. We got to let you get back to being a congressman. Thank you so much. You're always Johnny on the spot with us. You always talk with us. You give us the inside things that we as Americans, and especially those in your district, need to know what's going on up there. You make it clear. Thank you so much for being there. Besides that, you're now in the Trump inner circle, and we're so glad you are. Congressman Mike Johnson, thanks for being our guest.
Hey, happy to help, Dan. You're doing a great service to your listeners and everyone else. Keep it up.